Today on Gardening in a Minute, common garden spiders. Florida has plenty of spiders, and you've probably seen them around your landscape. Most aren't harmful to people, and in fact are considered beneficial because they eat many insects. One common Florida spider is the jumping spider. These are small arachnids that don't construct webs, instead hunting their prey. Many are brightly colored. The green lynx spider doesn't spin a web either. It tends to hang out on shrubs, weeds, and foliage. This spider is a vivid, almost transparent green with red spots and white markings. Other spiders commonly seen in the Florida garden include the crab spider, the spiny orb weaver, and the zipper spider. None of these spiders are venomous to humans, but can bite, so leave them alone to hunt insects. For more information about spiders and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Black-Eyed Susan. The Black-Eyed Susan is a sturdy, sun-loving wildflower to brighten any landscape. This plant forms a mound of foliage topped with a bright display of flowers characterized by brown centers surrounded by red, orange, yellow, or golden petals. Black-Eyed Susan seeds can be planted directly in the garden, or you can buy small plants. Choose a sunny, well-drained location in the spring. This plant has a high salt tolerance, so it's a good choice for coastal gardens. The flowers will develop 10 to 14 weeks after the seed is planted and should persist throughout the summer while other plants wilt. Deadhead or remove faded blossoms to prompt more profuse blooming. Black-Eyed Susans also make great cut flowers. Brighten your summer with a garden full of this gorgeous native plant. For more information about Black-Eyed Susans and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fireflies. Fireflies, or lightning bugs, are a familiar sight to many of us, although perhaps less so to those who grew up in urban areas. Fireflies are beetles that often attract mates with luminescent abdomens, and each species has a different pattern of flashes. These flashing wonders tend to come out at dusk or nightfall in woods or wetlands during the summer. Their chemical light is fascinating because it emits almost no heat, unlike light produced by electricity. Some scientists think fireflies can be deterred by brightly lit urban areas and that their populations may be decreasing because of mosquito spraying. To provide habitat for fireflies in your landscape, reduce or eliminate artificial lighting and keep pesticides to a minimum. If you're lucky, these insects will light up your summer nights. For more information about fireflies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nutsedge. Nutsedge is a common and often annoying weed in lawns. Two varieties problematic in Florida are purple and yellow nutsedge. These plants are recognized by their long green blades and spiky green or brown seed heads that resemble sandburrs. Nutsedges are perennial and can survive and reproduce from underground tubers in almost any kind of condition, except for shade. Like any weed, nutsedge is best kept in check with a regular, appropriate lawn maintenance program. Mowing, fertilizing, and watering the lawn properly all contribute to its health and can go a long way to preventing weed infiltration. If nutsedge is a problem in your lawn, you can hand pull the plants or apply a herbicide labeled for use on this weed. Spot treat only and always follow label instructions. For more information about nutsedge and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, identifying pests. Scouting should be part of your regular garden maintenance. Walk around your landscape a couple of times a week, examining your plants closely for signs of pests. Damage to leaves could show up as chewed edges, light-colored meandering trails, or holes. Pests can also harm stems, flowers, and fruit. If you find pest damage, it's vital that you identify the cause before you attempt treatment. Look for the insect that's causing the problem, making sure not to blame beneficial insects that may be there to help. Once you find the pests, remove them by hand or remove and discard the infested parts of the plants. Contact your county extension office or go to solutionsforyourlife.com for help identifying pests before applying any chemicals. If a spray is needed, always try the lowest toxicity product first. For more information about identifying pests and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.